And now we come to track 12 and some sport headlines. We're going to start off with rugby. And the teens keep the Twickers' dream alive with a win. Tynmouth are now two wins away from a dream trip to Twickenham in the Papa John's South Shield after coming from a long way behind to win 29-27 at Winscombe. And the Invincibles fall at the final hurdle. On Sunday, the Newton Abbott under 14 Invincibles, after almost 2 years unbeaten, went down in the Devon Cup final to Exeter Athletic at Athletic's home ground at Oil Mill Lane. There, RFU referees bravely dressed as pink highlighter pens, that's a sight to see, awaited the teams on a pitch apparently only half chewed up by a herd of toothless pygmy goats. The final score was 40-22 as Exeter took a punchy revenge for their defeat at Newton Abbott's home ground just before Christmas, which had ended 36-19 in favour of the All Whites. And now on to some football. Shootout sees 66 reach the Cup semi-final. At last, spring finally kicked off and allowed most of South Devon League footballers to get back to some normal Saturday afternoon activity. The first Cup final of the season went ahead, courtesy of the hard-working ground staff at Buckfastleigh Rangers, where Whatcombe Wanderers reserves took on Paignton Saints reserves for the Fred Hewings Cup. The game could have gone either way, as both teams had chances that were not taken, and it was George Keats who took his chance and won it with a fine strike. Bobby Tracy are blown away by Credit comeback. Bobby Tracy fell foul of a 12-minute turnaround in their 3-1 defeat to Crediton United on Saturday. And Bishops exercised by the clinical Spurs. Newton Abbott Spurs extended their unbeaten Peninsula League run to 6 matches with a 3-1 win over Bishops Lydiard on Saturday. And victory was hard work. Buckland Athletic made hard work of their 3-2 win over Welton Rovers on Saturday, according to their head coach, Dan Hart. And now we look at some hockey. And in a crucial showdown between Ashmore Second Eleven and Dutchy, the stakes were high as Ashmore fought to avoid relegation. And Ashmore indeed emerged victorious with a final scoreline of 5-1. And with this crucial win, they avoided relegation. Meanwhile, Ashmore 3rd 11 put in another stellar performance to record an excellent 3-1 win in their final league game of the season. And that draws to a close our sports headlines for this week.